Around 30 educators, activists, and concerned community members participated in the event. Among them was Malik Muhammad, president of ACOBEN, a restorative practices consulting group. He says stressing connectedness and building positive relationships helps change behavior, not punishment.
The traditional approach to trauma has been, one, it's been individualized, but what we really need to do is we need to create environments of safety, of connection, of trust and bonding, so that those that are facing trauma, whether it's seen or unseen, are really feeling connected.
Muhammad adds relying mostly on social workers and counselors to engage the students isn't effective. He says teachers, administrators, and even students themselves need to be involved. In 2012, the state brought Muhammad's organization in to hold 4 full-day workshops for around 145 education professionals. Since then, he's worked with 16 of 19 Delaware school districts, tailoring workshops to their specific needs. Will Fuller, principal at the Positive Change Academy, the Red Clay School District's alternative school, was initially skeptical of the broad relationship-building concept, but has seen firsthand its positive effects.
So I thought, hey, you know, this is not going to work for our kids, but what I noticed over the last 2 years is that the students really love the process. They've bought into the process. The culture has changed. The staff members have bought into the process. It hasn't been overnight.
Muhammad says his work in Delaware has largely been in Newcastle and Kent counties. This year, he's working with the Red Clay and Christiana school districts. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.